New numbers from the American Cancer Society show a national decline in colon cancer death rates, except for the 16 counties in southernmost Illinois. Yesterday, the Southern 7 Health Department held a workshop with Health Coalition partners, and Caleb Nearing with the American Cancer Society was asked why colon cancer death rates in southern Illinois don't mirror this national trend.
I wish I could give you a silver bullet answer. There are many different reasons that contribute to this. One of them is being in a rural location. If folks are driving anywhere between 30 minutes to an hour one way for a doctor's appointment, that might mean they would drive even further for a colonoscopy. We've got some counties that don't have hospitals at all in the Southern 7 area, so that is another critical issue.
And in order to combat this health disparity, yesterday, the Hope Light Foundation presented a check to Community Health and Emergency Services, or CHESE, to provide residents with new home colon cancer test kits, which are more accurate and more convenient to use than previous models. Chris Morgan is the director of nursing at Community Health and Emergency Services, and he points out the advantages of this new technology.
They're a one-time test. You do not have to have any special diet, or your medications will not affect it, and it's about 97% more accurate than the fecal occult.
The gift came from the Hope Light Foundation. Here's the founder of Hope Light, Rudy Best.
We're finding out there is about a probably 35% early detection. That's not good.
For WSIU Radio, I'm Kevin Boucher.